感谢主带领我们下午的聚会。
Thank God for guiding our afternoon service.
我们原则上在安息日下午会讲比较基本的一些道理。
And the afternoon services we normally have more basic teachings.
我们也盼望说我们能够带我们的朋友在安息日下午安息日来聚会能够有系统的来了解神的救恩。
So I hope that we can bring our friends to our Sabbath services and for them to be able to understand about more about the salvation.
我们今天下午来见证认识圣经。
This afternoon we'll study about understanding the Bible.
我们知道圣经是神的话语。
We know that the Holy Bible contains the Word of God.
所以圣经是神的话，不是神话。神话就是好像人把它编捏造出来的，编出来的。
And so the word of God is not a fable or a myth.
神的话就是神向我们说话。
But the words of God are God speaking to us.
然后保罗在讲说犹太人有什么好处。
So Paul has asked what is good about a Jew.
除了说从他们当中出救主。
Other than having a savior that came from them.
还有一个就是他们把神的话语存留下来。
It is that they were able to keep the words of God.
这个是宝贵的神的圣言。
And this is a very precious inheritance that they have received.
所以古时候神借着圣灵感动古圣徒。
In the ancient times, God had used the spirit to touch the saints.
他们了解神的话把神的话记录下来。
And they could understand the word of God and they could record them.
这就是我们现在所读的圣经。
And these are the words that we read today in the Bible.
所以耶稣来到世界的时候叫我们要查考圣经。
And when Jesus came into the world, he told us that we need to study the scriptures.
说你们要努力查考圣经因为这里面有永生。
And has told us that we need to study the words because in it contains eternal life.
为我做见证的就是这个圣经。
And the one that testifies for him is the scripture.
所以圣经就是来证明耶稣是人类的救赎主。
And so the Bible proves that Jesus is the savior for mankind.
借着我们学习查考能够让我们找到一个永生的道路。
And we can study the words so that we can find the path towards eternal life.
我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章。
2 Timothy chapter
3,
verse 15.
提摩太后书三章十五节。
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
说，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这个圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。16节。
16.
圣经都是神所默示的，以教训督责使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。16节，教属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。那讲到说这个圣经都是神所默示的。
So the Holy Scriptures were all given by inspiration of God.
而是神启示人让人能够了解神的话。
God had revealed them to man so that man could understand the words of God.
这个默示原文的意思就是吹气。
And the original meaning for the word inspiration is to give breath.
所以神有说直接跟人讲话。
So God was directly speaking to man.
好像摩西到那个西乃山上40昼夜没有吃没有喝。
Like when Moses went up to Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights without food or drink.
还有他在山上面对面跟神讲话。
Because he was speaking to God face to face.
然后神把那个十条诫命写在那个石板上叫他带下来。
And then God wrote out the Ten Commandments onto the tablets for Moses to bring.
所以有的话语是神直接跟人直接面对面讲的。
So there are some words that God had said face to face to man.
有时候是借着圣灵感动古圣徒，他们就从听到的、看到的，圣灵感动的，就把神的话记录下来。
And at other times, it was the Holy Spirit that had moved the saints so that they could record what they had heard or seen.
所以说，这个圣经是神默示的。
And so these holy scriptures are given by inspiration of God.
能够让我们借着圣经来认识耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
And through the scriptures, we can understand about the salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
因为圣经啊，就是介绍耶稣他是人类的救主。
Because the Holy Bible is introducing that Jesus is the Savior.
我们相信他能够得到永远的生命。
And if we believe in Him, then we can receive the eternal life.
他说这个圣经也要教导人学义。
And these scriptures will also lead people to learn righteousness.
哦，让我们知道什么真正的义。
So that we know what true righteousness is.
不是说光靠我们人自己行善。
And not based on man alone doing good deeds.
说人虽然说主要行善就好了，但是人的善行啊，其实啊，人能够做的善行都是有限。
And men might feel that they can do good deeds and that would suffice, but actually they are very limited.
说那个豹如果改变它的斑点，
it is like a animal trying to change its spots.
人才能够改变它的行为。
And then man can change his behavior.
虽然人说我主要行善就好，实际上人行的善在神来看，说好像穿一件污秽的衣服一样。
Even though man might think that he can do good deeds and that is enough, but to God's eyes, it would seem as if he's actually wearing a robe with blemishes.
因为人常常说我行很多善事感到很注意自己以为是义人。
Because a person might be doing many good deeds, but then become self-righteous.
那神的光一照哇，人的缺点很多
But as soon as the light of God shines, then it would reveal many mistakes or flaws.
好像你在一个暗暗的房间里面，你觉得说很干净。
Just like if you are walking in a room that is dark, then you might think that everything is clean.
那有一个光线照进来，你就看到很多很多的灰尘。
But as soon as a ray of light shines in, then you will see many dusts.
所以我们人常常以为自己行很多义，但神的光一照，人的污点就显露出来。
So man might think that he is being very righteous, but as soon as the light of God shines, then he will see the blemishes.
人所行的义在神来看，说好像一件污秽的衣服一样。
And the righteous deeds that the man thinks that he has done are actually, they look like a robe with blemishes.
所以人没有办法靠自己行善行义来得救。
So man cannot rely on his own good deeds to be saved.
让我们知道耶稣才是那个义者。
But Jesus is the only one who is righteous.
所以因为他替我们牺牲流血，他的义行归在我们身上，他承担了我们的罪。
Because he has sacrificed his life for us and he has blood for us, and so the blood is upon us and it washes away our sins.
他做我们的赎罪羔羊。
He has become the sacrificial lamb.
所以我们可以靠着他，就可以在神面前白白称为义人。
So that if we rely on him, we can come before God and be freely called righteous.
也就是说，你相信耶稣耶稣说你不是罪人了，你是好人了。
Which means that if you believe in Jesus, then Jesus will tell you that you are no longer a sinner.
这不是靠我们人的义。
This does not depend on our own righteousness.
那我们信主了以后我们就靠着主耶稣的帮助，有道理教导我们，还有圣灵帮助。慢慢的就把神的道把它行出来。
After we believe in the Lord, then we can be able to follow His teachings and to do accordingly and be able to become righteous.
所以这个圣经对我们来讲让我们知道主在正路上面。
And so the Bible allows us to know how to walk on the right path.
很多人认为说他走的是一条正路，其实往往却走到那个灭亡的道路。
Many people think that they are actually walking on the right path, but in reality, they are walking to a path that will lead to destruction.
唯有圣经才指引我们走向得救的正路。
But only the Bible will lead us towards the path that will lead to salvation.
让我们知道什么才是真正的义。
So that we know what is called the true righteousness.
让我们知道得救的智慧。
And we can understand the wisdom of salvation.
所以圣经是神的话，也是我们生命的粮食。
And so the Bible is the word of God, but also the food for our life.
圣经怎么来的？
And how did the Holy Scriptures come about?
刚刚说神的默示就是神向人说话。
It was inspired by God and God speaking to man.
圣经总共有66本书把它组合起来。
There are 66 books of the Bible.
称为新旧约全书。
And they are divided into the Old and New Testaments.
所以圣经有旧约跟新约之分。
And so it is separated by the Old and the New Testaments.
旧约有39本书。
The Old Testament has 39 books.
新约27本。
And in the New Testament, there are 27.
这个很好记哦，三九二十七啊。
It's actually very easy to memorize because 3 times 9 equals 27.
两个加起来就是66。
And when you add both numbers, then it comes out to be 66.
所以旧约有39本书。
And so there are 39 books in the Old Testament.
最早的书啊，大概是西元前1500年。
The earliest book was written about 1500 BC.
最慢的书啊，大概是西元100年。
And the latest was written
196年、97年左右啊，将近100年。
About 96 or 97 AD.
所以从写圣经第一本书到最后啊，中间差了1600年。
So from the oldest to the newest books, there are about 1600 years in between.
写圣经的人大概有40位。
There are about 40 different authors.
这40位啊，虽然他们把这个圣经写下来。
And even though these 40 people have written the scriptures,
但是我们说啊，他们就好像一支笔一样。
It's as if it was written by the same pen.
因为很多啊，写圣经的人在写的时候啊，可能他自己本身啊都不了解。
Because many times, maybe even the authors did not understand what they were writing down.
也有些啊是超过他的生活经验的。
There were some that had surpassed his life experiences.
那因为神的灵感动他们。
But because the Spirit of God has moved him,
所以他们把神的话记录下来。
So that they had recorded the word of God.
所以四十个人好像四十支笔一样。
And so it was like 40 people writing with 40 pens.
真正那个写圣经的人，默示的人是神。
But the one who has truly revealed it all to them is God.
所以这四十个人虽然生活在不一样的时代。
So that even though these 40 people lived in different times,
他们身份地位啊都不一样的。
They all had different statuses.
有一些是君王。
Some were kings.
有的是祭司。
Some were priests.
有的是先知。
Some were prophets.
有的是牧羊人。
Some were shepherds.
有的是渔夫。
Some were fishermen.
也有医生。
And doctors.
也有农夫。
Or farmers.
不一样的职业，生活在不一样的年代。
They had different professions in different times.
前后差1600年。
And a span of 1600 years.
他们所被启示啊，写下的圣经啊，前后是一贯的，彼此之间啊，不会有互相冲突的地方。
But from beginning to end, there are no contradictions, and it all flows with each other.
没有互相矛盾的地方。
There is absolutely no contradiction.
有时候我们一个人啊，年轻时候写的东西啊，到年纪大的时候啊，你自己本身写的啊，你就觉得前后啊，有时候一些思想观念不太一致。
Sometimes, if we were younger, we wrote something down, but then we write it again years later, we might actually write it differently.
但是四十个人。1600年的时间写出来的圣经是一贯性的。
But these 40 people that have written over 1,600 years have written
something. 我们看一下彼得后书第一章。
That is very consistent. So let's look at 2 Peter chapter
1,
verse 21.
彼得后书一章二十节。
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20.
彼得后书一章二十节。
2 Peter 1, verse 20.
说第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言呐、啊，没有可随私意解说的。21节。
21.
因为预言呐、啊，从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动啊，说出神的话来。所以这里讲到说啊，这个圣经里面的道理啊，我们不可以随我们自己的意思随便去解释。
So this tells us that we cannot use our own understanding to interpret the books in the Bible.
因为这些道理啊，不是出于人力。
Because these teachings are not out of the man's mind.
而是人被圣灵感动，讲出神的话来。
It was the people moved by the Holy Spirit to speak.
所以真正的作主啊，就是神。
So the true author is actually God.
写圣经的人啊，只是神所用的工具，神所用的器皿。
But the writers of the Bible are only the tools and the vessels that God has used.
他们借着神的灵的感动，把神的话记录下来。
And after they were moved by the Holy Spirit, then they had recorded.
所以这是圣经跟一般书籍完全不一样的地方。
And this is something that completely distinguishes the Bible from other books.
啊，圣经啊，跟一般的书不一样。
And it is also very different from other books.
那它不是内造出来的。
It was not created out of imagination.
所以他所写有关啊这个啊历史的一些背景啊，一定跟世界的历史啊能够对照的。
So you can actually compare the historical backgrounds of what is written in the Bible with what actually happened.
啊，所以我们看圣经里面啊，有很多是犹太国以及列国的历史。
And so in the Bible, we can see many stories about the history of the kingdoms.
啊，这个可以跟世界上的一些资料啊对照，能够配合。
And you can actually compare them side by side with the actual historical documents.
啊，圣经能够经过时间的考验。
And the Bible also stands within the test of time.
所以呢，神的话安定在天呐，直到永远。
Because the word of God has remained in heaven forever.
啊，所以不管哪一个地方，不管什么样的时代。
So wherever it is or at whatever time.
圣经的话语啊，都能够适用。
The words of God, the words of the Bible are always applicable.
而且不被修改。
And it would never be changed.
所以圣经有绝对的权威。
So the Bible has an absolute authority.
所以人没有办法去增添什么，也没有办法删去什么。
And man cannot add or subtract.
所以如果人增加了，圣经里面的一些灾祸会临到他。
Because if a man tries to add something to the Bible, then there will be turmoil.
啊，人如果把圣经神的话把它删掉了，他说神应许的福分呐，他就会失掉。
And if someone takes away some things from the Bible or subtracts them, then God will take away their blessings.
所以神的话你没有办法去增添，也没有办法减少，它有绝对的权威。
So you cannot add or subtract the words in the Bible because it has absolute authority.
所有物质上的东西啊，好像发草会枯干会凋谢。
Everything in the world that is material will one day perish like the flowers.
那唯有圣经神的话是永存不改变的。
But only the Bible, the words of God, would never change.
啊，所以这个叫做活泼啊，生命的道理。
And so this is the living truth.
我们看以赛亚书四十章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah 40.
以赛亚书的四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
第六节。
Verse
6. 四十章第六节。
40 verse 6.
有人声说啊，你喊叫吧。啊，有一个说啊，我喊叫什么呢？说啊，环流血气的，尽多如草。它的美容都像野地的花。第七节。
Verse 7.
草必枯干，花必凋谢，因为神的气吹在其上，百姓诚然是草。第八节。
8.
草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。所以世上的一切啊，都好像花草会枯干会凋谢。
Everything in the world is like the grass and the flower that wither and fade.
而说一切的美容啊，好像花草一样都会过去。
Everything that was once beauty will one day pass away.
但说啊，唯有神的话是永远不会过时的。
But only the word of God will never pass away.
神的话永远立定，永远是长新啊，活泼生命之道。
The word of God stands forever, and it is always the living truth.
所以耶稣说啊,
and so Jesus said,
天地都要会去,
the heavens and earth may fade away.
但是我的话一点一滴啊都不会会去的。
But not one of his words would fade away.
所以神的话语啊，圣经的道理啊，能够经得起时间跟空间的啊考验。
So the word of God can stand the test of time and space.
永远立定啊，不会受影响。
It stands forever and it would never be affected.
因为它有绝对的权威。
Because it has an absolute authority.
啊，所以从很多方面呢，可以证实这个圣经的真实性。
And there are many ways to prove how true the Bible is.
啊，我们简单谈几点好了。
We will go through several points.
我们先谈这个预言的应验哈，预言的准确性啊，来看圣经的可信。
The first is the accuracy of the prophecies to see how accurate the Bible is.
因为我们的神啊，他是自古现在到未来永远不改变的神。
Our God is the God who never changes in the past, present, and future.
神是超越时间空间的。
And God surpasses time and space.
那所以所有的物质的，虽然我们有时间空间的观念啊，那在神啊，一切都是现在。在他来讲就是现在。
Even though we have the concept of time and space, but for God, it is always in the present.
啊，所以神可以从古时候啊一直预言到未来的事情。
So God can prophesy starting from the past and up until things of the future.
我们看世界上有很多的预言家哈。
We know that there are many people in the world who claim to have prophecies.
啊，尤其年头的时候，很多人都预言说，哦，我们今年会怎么样？发生什么大事
？Especially at the beginning of each year, some people might predict what will happen for the rest of the year.
你到了年底的时候，把他们的那些预言哦拿出来对照一下。
But if you actually take their prophecies at by the end of the year and look at them,
其中啊几百件如果能够预言一件应验啊，就很了不起了。
If they have one of their hundreds of prophecies that came true, then that would already be quite amazing.
事实上啊，大部分啊，将近99%啊，都是落空了。
And most of them, at least 99% of them, are not proven true.
因为人没有办法知道未来的事情嘛。
Because man cannot know about things in the future.
啊，那是因为神是永活的神呢。
But because God is eternally living.
所以他可以从古时候就注明未来的事情。
From the ancient times until the future, he can always predict what will happen.
以赛亚书四十六章。
Let's look at Isaiah 46.
第九节。
Verse 9.
以赛亚书四十六章第九节。
Isaiah 46, verse 9.
四十六章第九节。
Verse 9.
说你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神，并无别神。我是神，再没有能力。在没有能够跟我相比的第十节。我可以从起初主名末后的事，从古时言明未成的事，说我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的我必成就。神在这里讲到说啊，除了他以外啊，没有神了啦。
Here God says that there is no one else other than Him.
因为他是唯一的、独一的真神。
He is the only and one true God.
他是永活的神。
He is the eternally living God.
啊，所以他可以从头就讲到末尾要发生的事情。
He can speak about things from old and all the way to the future.
啊，神所讲的东西啊，一定是成就，一定能够应验。
And whatever God says will be fulfilled.
所以有些研究圣经的人呢、啊，啊，把它统计一下，说圣经里面呢、啊，啊，大概有1000多个预言。
Some people have studied the Bible and said that there are more than 1,000 prophecies.
啊，这些预言呢、啊，大部分都已经应验了。
And most of these prophecies have already come true.
啊，大概还有3个预言呢、啊，就关于末世的还没有应验。
Of course, there are still about 3 more prophecies in regards to the end days that have not yet
come true. 所以几乎应验了99%以上了。
And so, more than 99% of the prophecies have come true.
啊，只有少数要在末日的时候啊要应验的。
And there are only the few left that are about the end of the world.
所以我们相信说啊，最后这几个预言啊，也一定会应验。
And we believe that these last few prophecies will also come true.
那我们从以色列人呐、啊，他们的历史看到神的预言啊，一个一个应验。
From the history of the Israelites, you can see that one by one, the prophecies have come true.
我们看创世纪十五章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪十五章。
Genesis 15.
创世纪十五章。
Genesis 15.
第四节。
Verse 4.
十五章第四节。
15 verse 4.
神又有话对他说啊，这个人必不成为你的后裔，你本身所生的才要成为你的后裔。第五节。
Verse 5.
于是领他走到外边说，你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说，你的后裔将要如此。第六节。
Verse 6.
亚伯兰信神，神就以他为义。 那这里讲到神跟亚伯拉罕说，我要做你的盾牌啊，我要大大赐福气给你。
God tells Abraham that he will be his shield and he will greatly bless him.
啊，那个时候亚伯拉罕已经啊75岁了。
At the time, Abraham was about 75 years old.
所以一个儿子都没有。
He did not have one son.
啊，他家有很多啊仆人。
He had many servants in his home.
尤其有一个大马色人叫做以利以色。
There is especially one whose name was Eliezer of Damascus.
啊，这个人啊非常忠心。
He was very faithful.
所以亚伯拉罕说啊，神啊，你赐给我再多的福气也没有用啊。
And Abraham has said that, God, it doesn't matter how many blessings you give me.
因为我的财产啊，将来就是归给这个老仆人，这个仆人啊，以利以色。
Because in the future, I will give all my possessions to Eliezer.
那神说，不是，不是。
But God said that this will not be true.
将来你自己本身的要成为你的后裔，来承续你的产业。
That his heir will come out of his own body.
那他说，我现在一个儿子啊，我怎么知道我会有儿子呢？
But Abraham wondered how he could have a son.
啊，然后神就把他带到外面。
And then God brought him outside.
啊，指着天上的星星给他看。
And pointed to the stars in the
heavens. 说你看啊，天上的星这么多啊，你算得过来吗？
And asked him, can you count all of the stars in
heaven? 说将来你的祖孙就要像这样多。
This will be how many descendants you will have.
啊，那个时候亚伯拉罕连一个儿子都没有。
At the time, Abraham did not even have
a son. 亚伯拉罕相信神的话。
But he believed in the words of God.
啊，所以神就称他为义。
And so God had called him righteous.
所以保罗在讲说，亚伯拉罕因信称义啊，还没有看到主听神的话，他就相信了，所以神就称他为义的。
And Paul has said that Abraham was called righteousness through his faith.
啊，那个神啊，叫他献祭。
And God had told him to make an offering.
结果他就把那个牛杀了，把它分成两半。
And so he had brought the animals and cut them.
啊，这个神的那个火焰啊，从那个两半的那个祭物当中啊，就有烟啊从那边过去。
And then fire had come down, and it was like the smoke.
啊，那个时候神就对亚伯拉罕说啊。
And at the time, God said to Abraham,
说将来你的祖孙会寄居在别人的地上400年。
Your descendants will be in a foreign land for 400 years.
啊，到了第四代的时候。
But in the fourth generation,
啊，一代是100年啊，400年以后啊，他说神要惩罚那个国家，然后把你的祖孙啊，从那个地方带出来。
If one generation counts for 100 years, and by the fourth generation, God will destroy those people.
啊，然后把这个迦南地啊，赐给你的祖孙做产业。
And then the land of Canaan will be given to the descendants.
事实上，亚伯拉罕那个时候啊，在世上主得到一块坟地呀、啊，埋葬他的妻子的。
At the time, Abraham had actually only received a piece of land to bury his wife.
哎，神跟他讲话的时候，他一个孩子都没有。
And when God had spoken to him, he did not even have one son.
一直到了他100岁啊，才生一个以撒。
It was not until he was 100 years old that he had Isaac.
以撒的孙子啊，以撒的孙子啦、啊，约瑟的时候啊，啊才被卖啊，啊全家聚集到埃及去。
And it was the grandson of Isaac, Joseph, who had been sold to the land of Egypt.
经过了430年、啊、神才从那边、啊、再把他们带回到埃及地、啊、带回到迦南地来。
So it was in 430 years that God was able to bring the Israelites back to the land of Canaan.
所以我们跟他说、啊、这个神所讲的第一个预言、啊、就这样应验。
And so we could see that this first prophecy had come true.
他们要聚集别人的地方啊。啊、然后经过400年以后，神要把他们带回来。
That they were going to dwell in a land as strangers, and then after years, then God would bring them back.
啊，这个先知的诗里面啊，又谈到虽然他们在这巴勒斯坦立国。
And so even though they had built their kingdom in Palestine.
啊，但后来啊，因为他们拜偶像。
Later on, because they had worshipped idols.
因为他们不守安息日。
They did not observe the Sabbath.
所以神就的先知一直警告他们要回头归向神。
God continued to send prophets to warn them and to return to God.
但他们都不听。
But they would not listen.
啊，所以神就借着先知说啊，他们要被掳到别的地方去。
And so through the prophets, God has said that these people will be taken captive.
而他们被掳的时间是70年。
And they will be taken captive for 70
years. 然后神就惩罚那个国家，啊，他们就可以再回来。
And then God will punish that country, that that nation, and then they will be able to return.
我们看耶利米书。
Let's look at Jeremiah.
25.
Jeremiah chapter 25.
25. 第八节。
Verse
8. 耶利米书二十五章第八节。
Jeremiah 25 verse 8.
所以万军的神如此说啊，因为你们没有听从我的话，第九节。
Verse 9.
我必照北方的众族和我的仆人啊，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来攻击这地，和这地的居民，并视为一切的国民。我要将他们进行灭绝，以致他们令人惊骇耻笑，并且永久荒凉。这是神说的。第十节。
10.
我要使欢喜和快乐的声音啊，新郎和新娘的新声音，推磨的声音和灯的亮光，从他们中间止息。十一节。
11.
这全地必然荒凉，令人惊骇。这些国民要服侍巴比伦王70年。12节。
12.
70年满了以后啊，我必刑罚巴比伦王和那国民并加勒底人的地，因他们的罪孽，使那地永远荒凉。这是神说的。耶利米先知啊，他是处在犹大国将要亡国的先知。
The prophet Jeremiah was a prophet during the time when the kingdom of Judah was about to perish.
啊，他也叫做流泪的先知。
He was also called the prophet who wept.
因为他一直劝勉以色列人要归向神。
Because he kept warning the Israelites to return to God.
啊，一直流泪劝他们。
And he kept weeping while he was asking them.
他说王跟百姓啊，不但不听啊，反而给耶利米先知很多的迫害。
Not only did the king and the people not listen to Jeremiah, but they persecuted him.
甚至他们想要把他置于死地。
They even wanted to kill him.
啊，但是啊，后来真的耶利米先知的预言应验了。
And then eventually the prophecies of Jeremiah had come
true. 从西元606年开始。
And starting from the year 606,
以色列民分三次啊，被掳到巴比伦去。
There were three separate times when the Israelites were captive.
所以整个犹太地啊就荒凉了。
And so the land of Judah was desolate.
啊，但是过了七十年以后
，But 70 years later,
巴比伦国啊本来很强盛，但是一夜之间呢、啊，他们国家就亡掉了。
Even though the kingdom of Babylon was once flourishing, but in one night it had perished.
后来马代波斯王兴起。
And then the king of Medes Persia had risen up.
波斯的第一个王啊，这个古列啊。
And the first Persian king.
按照以赛亚书45章里面所讲的。
According to what the book of Isaiah has said.
说神提名呼召古列王。
That God will raise up this king.
啊，要让以色列百姓归回。
So that the Israelites can return.
而且圣经老早就讲啊，古列王也不知道。
And even though the scriptures had already said this, the king himself did not know.
那做王的时候啊。
And while he was king.
他就发布命令说，叫以色列人呐、啊，要回去耶路撒冷来重建他们的国家，重建圣城。
He had given out a command to tell the Israelites to return to their home and to build their homes.
啊，这西元536年，刚好是70年。
And this happened to be exactly 70 years after.
啊，所以所罗巴伯啊，就带了50,000人。
And Zerubbabel had brought 50,000 people.
啊，然后啊，把尼布甲尼撒掳去的那些圣殿的器皿啊，就带回去。
And they brought all the vessels that Nebuchadnezzar had taken from them and back.
后来他们在很艰苦的环境当中啊，然后把圣殿把它重建起来。
And then they were able to rebuild the temple.
所以他们被掳啊，70年啊，啊，真的后来归回了。
So they were held captives for 70 years, but then they did return.
啊，到了主耶稣的时代啊。
And then to the time of Jesus.
啊，他们都那个时候啊，啊，又把圣殿建得非常的华美。
They had rebuilt the temple and it was very glorious.
但是耶稣曾经对门徒说啊。
But Jesus had once told the disciples.
因为门徒说，你看啊，这是何等的殿宇呀！
The disciples
这么高大辉煌。
Had said that the temple was very large and beautiful.
啊，那个圣殿啊，花了六十几年啊，啊才修建完成。
And it took over 60 years to rebuild it.
但是主耶稣对他们说啊。
But Lord Jesus told them,
说你看这个圣殿这么伟大，这么辉煌。
You can look at how beautiful and glorious this temple is.
当然，但是将来有一天啊，会没有一块石头留在另外一块石头上面。
But a day will come when there will be not one stone that is still laid upon the stone below it.
后来门徒就问了，啊，这个时候这个事情啊，什么时候会应验
？And then the disciples asked, when will this prophecy come true?
所以马太福音二十五章啊，就主耶稣跟他们说明圣殿将要被毁，以及世界末日将要发生的事情。
And in Matthew 25 is when Jesus tells his disciples about when the temple will be destroyed and when the end of the world will come. And in 70 AD,
罗马的提多将军啊，他在带着大军啊，来攻打耶路撒冷。
A Roman general named Titus had come and he attacked Jerusalem.
因为有一些犹太人啊，他们反叛了啊，所以提多将军就来啊攻打他们。
And because some of the Jewish people had rebelled, and so the general had come to attack them. There were about 2 million Israelites who were killed. And the temple was truly destroyed. And once again, the Israelites had to be spread to the ends of the world. Before Jesus is coming again for the end of the world, God will allow the Israelites to return again and to rebuild their kingdom. And just like the fruits that are shaken from a tree and fall to the ground, then God will pick them up one by one.
So you see, Israel's land, because犹太人被分散了，所以后来就阿拉伯人啊住在那里。
And so after the kingdom of Israel was destroyed, then there were Arabs who were living there.
他们亡国将近两千年。
And they had lost their kingdom for almost 2,000 years.
结果在第一次世界大战以后啊，他们就有慢慢有一个西安运动，有一些犹太人就回去。
But after World War I, there was a Zionist movement, and there were many Jews who had returned.
后来又有一些啊，欧洲的政府啊，暗中帮助他们啊。
There were also some European governments who had helped them.
所以在1948年5月14日啊，以色列人他们在犹太巴勒斯坦复国。
And on May 14 of 1949, the Jewish people had once again had their kingdom of Israel.
啊，这个历史啊，这个的实现啊，都是人很难想象的了。
And the revelation of these prophecies are what beyond a person's imagination.
一个亡国两千年的国家，可以突然间啊，重新在原来的土地来建立起他们的国家。
That a kingdom that had perished for almost 2,000 years can once again be rebuilt.
但是圣经的应许就是这样。
But this is what was promised in the Bible.
因为圣经里面说啊，将来以色列最后的余数啊，他们要全数信主来得救。
Because the Bible has said that the remnants of the Israelites will one day come to believe.
啊，所以将来末世的这个全备的福音啊，这个救恩会传入以色列地。
And in the end times, the gospel of salvation will also be spread to Israel.
啊，这个都是跟神应许的这个救恩啊有绝对的关系的。
And these all have direct relationship with the promises from God.
所以我们从以色列国的历史啊可以看到说。神的话语啊，没有一句都空。
And so from the history of the Israel kingdom, then we can see that there is not one word of what God has said that would go in vain.
我们看以赛亚书第七章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 7.
以赛亚书第七章。
Isaiah chapter 7.
十四节。
Verse 14.
以赛亚书七章的十四节。
Isaiah 7 verse 14.
说因此主自己啊要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，要给他起名叫做以马内利，就是神跟我们同在的意思。 这以赛亚先知是西元前啊七百多年的一个先知。
Isaiah was a prophet from over 700 BC.
所以耶稣要来世界之前啊七百多年啊，神就借着以赛亚先知讲预言。
Over 700 years before Jesus was to come, God had allowed him to speak this prophecy.
说将来有一个童女啊，就未出嫁的妇人啊，她要生一个儿子。
That one day a virgin, a young woman who is going to come and bear a son.
啊，是所要生的这个儿子啊，就是神要跟我们人同在。
And this son will be the one who means that God is abiding with us.
也就是说，神要成为人啊。啊、降生来到人间了、啊、
Which means that God will become like man and come to this world.
我们看以赛亚书第九章第六节。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
以赛亚书九章六节。
Chapter 9 verse 6.
因为有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一个儿子赐给我们，政权担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙、测试。全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。第七节。
Seven.
他的政权与平安啊，必加增无穷。他必坐在大卫的宝座上，治理他的国以公平公义，使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之神的热心啊，必成就这个事情。啊、这里同样预言说、啊、有一个婴孩要出生。
Here also prophecies that there will be a child who will be born.
啊，这个婴孩出生啊，说他就是那个全能的神，永在人类的天父，和平的君王。
And this child will be called the mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
啊，所以后来耶稣啊。啊、被玛利亚把他生下了。
And so Jesus was later born by Mary.
啊，其实啊，耶稣就为全能的神呐、啊，啊，成为人来到世界上。
And Jesus is the Almighty God who had come to become a man.
目的是要把人从罪当中啊救赎出来。
And his purpose is to save man out of sin.
所以这是一个非常奇妙、非常伟大的一个事情。
And this is something that's very miraculous.
啊，所以保罗啊，在写书的时候，他这样讲。
So when Paul was writing his letters, he said,
说神的作为啊，是何等的伟大，何等的奇妙。
The works of God are miraculous and marvelous.
啊，那么伟大的神啊，啊，变成一个人呐、啊，啊，来到人间。
That an Almighty God had come as a man.
啊，借着一个童女把他生下来。
And was born through a virgin.
啊，能够跟人呐、啊、相处在一起。
And he could dwell with people.
说被圣灵称义，被天使看见。
He was called righteous by the Holy Spirit.
啊，要被传到外邦。
He was seen by angels, and he would be
preached. 啊，让世人啊都来信服他。
So that everyone could come to be blessed by him.
啊，最后他升天啊，被接回到荣耀里面。
And then he ascended up into glory.
当然他在末度的时候还要再临呢、啊。
And of course, in end times, he will come again, and he will bring us back to the eternal home.
所以我们看到说啊，有关耶稣的预言啊，啊，耶稣都是照这样应验。
So we know that the prophecies that relate to Jesus have also been revealed.
所以要借童女玛利亚把他生下来。
That he would be born through Mary.
啊，要把人从罪当中啊啊救赎出来。
And he would save man out of sin.
啊，他要生在伯利恒。
And he will be born in Bethlehem.
啊，他要被卖30块钱。
And he will be sold for 30 silver.
啊，最后要骑着驴驹进耶路撒冷。
And he will also enter Jerusalem on a donkey.
他要被钉死在十字架上。
He will be crucified.
他的手跟脚啊，要被人家用钉子把他扎穿了。
His hands and his feet will be pierced by nails.
但他能够从死里复活。
But then he can resurrect from the dead.
所以耶稣来到世界。啊，为我们担罪啊！这个事情都完全应验了。
And so that Jesus was come to this room, bear our sins for us. These are all prophecies that have come true.
2000年前呢、啊，耶稣应许说，他回到天上，他要降下圣灵下来。
And 2000 years ago, right before Jesus had ascended to heaven, he said that the Holy Spirit would come.
虽然现在经过了2000年
，even though it has been 2000 years,
我们每一个人很虔诚向神祷告。
If every one of us faithfully prays.
神就把圣灵赐给你。
Then God will give you the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们体会到神的作为，体到圣灵的能力。
And when we experience the works of God and the power of the Holy Spirit,
我们就很肯定相信神的话语啊，没有落空。
We can firmly believe that God does not
have empty promises. 所以我们从另外一方面啊。 这个可以从我们的生活当中啊，来印证圣经的话语。And so
through our life, it can be revealed about the words of God.
啊，另外我们可以从科学当中啊，来印证神的话语。We
can also prove the word of God through science.
这里面很多的话啊，都是超过科学的啦。There
are many words in the Bible that surpass science.
因为圣经不是一本科学的书。Because
the Bible is not a scientific book.
但是科学没有办法否定圣经里面的记载。But
science cannot deny the recordings of the Bible.
反而科学越进步，越证实圣经里面的话是实在的。The
more advanced science becomes, the more it can prove the facts of the Bible.
很多人间的争论啊，当然我们都可以从圣经里面找到答案。There
are many arguments between men that can be found in the Bible.
比如说，到底先有鸡还是先有蛋？
For example, did the chicken or the egg come first?
很多人就常常争辩了。
Many people argue over this.
啊，到底是鸡生蛋还是蛋生鸡？
Did the chicken lay the egg first, or did the egg hatch into
the
chicken first?
你逻辑上啊就很难啊，确定说，哎，啊，到底蛋生鸡还是鸡生蛋才对？
It's hard for for us to understand through logic which came first.
那总是有一个开始。
But there is always a beginning.
那圣经告诉我们了，神是造各样的万物。
And the Bible has told us that God has created every creature, and then the creatures have
children.
And from our science today, it can prove this.
啊，有一些科学家啊，他们就证实，因为他们在研究啊，他们证实说先有鸡再有蛋。And
scientists who have done research had concluded that it was the chicken that had come first, and then the egg.
以前啊，科学还没有进步的时候啊，人就没有办法了解。
Before the advance in technology, then people could not make this conclusion, and they might doubt.
但是现在的科学给我们证明说，是先有鸡再有蛋。But
there is now scientific evidence that says that it was the chicken that came first.
所以科学越进步啊，完了越证实圣经里面的话也是对的。So
the more advanced the science becomes, then the more it can prove the Bible.
啊，当然还有很多很多了。
There are also many other examples.
啊，我们举两个例子好了。
For two examples.
我们讲说地球是圆的。We
know that the Earth is round.
其实古时候的人不是这样的看法。But
this was not what people in the past had said.
因为我们从我们肉眼看哦，地是平的啊，天是圆的。Because
if we look with our eyes, then the ground is flat.
啊，这是以前的人的观念。And
this was what the people in the past had.
天圆地方。They
felt that the sky was round and the ground was
所以听说以前的人啊，你如果说地球是圆的，那个老先生会拿棍子敲你的头。And
so in the past, if you had thought that the earth was round, then people would mock you.
但是这个是在西元1600多年的时候啊，意大利科学家波兰的科学家哥白尼他证实。But
Copernicus, in about 1600 years ago, he had proven this.
说地球是圆的。That
the earth is round.
那就是圣经啊，3000年以前就讲好了。But
3,000 years ago, the Bible has already said this.
地球是圆的。That
the earth is round.
我们参考两个地方。We
can look at two places for reference.
以赛亚书40章。Isaiah
40.
以赛亚书40章。Isaiah
chapter
40. 22节。Verse
22.
以赛亚书40章22节。Isaiah
40 verse 22.
说神坐在地球大圈之上，地上的居民好像蝗虫，他铺张穷张如幔子，展开诸天如口住的帐篷。这以赛亚先知啊，我们说西元前700年呢。So
prophet Isaiah existed 700 BC.
离现在是2700年前的人。
Which was someone who had lived 2,700 years before now. And at that time, he has said that the earth is a large circle.
啊，这跟一般人的观念啊，地是平的，是不一样的观念。
This is a very different concept from what people had.
啊，为什么他知道说地是一个大圆圈呢？因为地是神造的。
How did he know that the earth was a big circle? Is because the earth is created by God.
所以神说啊，把那个宇宙啊，把它铺开啊，好像那个帐篷把它散开一样的。
And so God has said that it, stretching out the heavens is like a curtain.
啊，所以天地万物是神造的啊。
Every creature in this world is created by God.
啊，当然神可以启示先知啊，让他了解神的创造是怎么样。
And of course, God can reveal to his prophets how he had created the world.
所以地球是圆的。
So the earth is round.
啊，圣经2700年前就这样讲了。
And this was written in the Bible 2700 years ago.
但是人的智慧到400年前才知道。
But for human wisdom, they did not know until 400 years ago.
啊，耶伯记更早了。
And in Job.
耶伯是啊，在亚伯拉罕那个时代。
Job lived around the time of
Abraham. 所以是西元前1500年。
Which was 1500 year BC.
所以是至少3500年以上的。
And this was at least 3000 years ago.
我们来看耶伯记。
Let's look at Job.
26章。
Job chapter 26.
耶伯记26章。
Job 26.
耶伯二十六章
，Job chapter 26,
第七节
，verse 7。
二十六章第七节
，26 verse 7。
说神将北极啊铺在空中，将大地啊悬在虚空。老早就讲了，神把大地啊是挂在一个。
And so it is written a long time ago that God had was hanging the earth onto nothing.
啊，就是四百年前人才知道，那圣经3500年前呢就讲了。
Something that people had only discovered hundreds of years ago, God had already revealed in the Bible thousands of years ago.
因为圣经就是神的话。
Because the Bible is the word of God.
哦，啊，另外啊，圣经里面讲这个。说这个风有重量
，and the Bible has also said that there is weight to wind.
人知道说这个空气有重量，大概也是300多年前才知道啊。
For a man to know that there is weight to any air to the
oxygen. 但是耶伯记啊，老早就讲了。
Was only hundreds of years ago, but Job had also mentioned this.
他说空这个空气啊，它是真的有重量的。
That the air that we breathe has weight.
我们看耶伯记二十八章。
In Job chapter 28。
耶伯记二十八章。
Job 28。
二十五节。
Verse 25。
二十八章二十五节。
28 verse 25。
说要为风啊定轻重，又度量诸水。二十六节。
26.
他为雨露啊定命令，为雷电啊定道路。虽然圣经不是科学啊，但是这个万物是神造的，所以神就把它讲在那里。
Even though the Bible is not a scientific book, but everything was created by God, and so He records many things about it.
啊，本来人都认为说啊，这个空气啊，这个不是物质啊，没有重量。
Before in the past, people have felt that because air is not a physical substance and so it has no weight.
啊，到了三百多年呐，伽利略才发现说空气有重量。
But it was not until hundreds of years ago that it was discovered that air does have weight.
但是这里讲到啊，谁能够为这个风啊定轻重？
But,
比如说这个风有轻有重，有重量的。
But here in Job, it says that there is a weight that should be established.
啊，当然是神的，神创造的时候啊，就赋予它有一些重量。
Of course, it was when God had created this that He had determined weight for it.
他说要度量诸水。
And it also said to establish, to measure the waters. We know that the seawater affects the oxygen.
如果这个海水太多啊, 地上的空气会被吸收,
if there is too much seawater, then the
海水太少的话,
air will be absorbed. But if there is too little seawater,
空气又太多,
then there will be too much oxygen.
神把这个海水定多少啊，跟我们在地面上的空气有直接关系啊。
And so the amount of water that God has determined all relates to how much air we breathe.
他说那个海水啊，说它的界限在哪里，神也把它定界限。
And God has also determined the boundaries for the water.
所以让它不会越过界限啊。
So that it does not surpass the boundaries.
就是神把它量度的。
And God has determined these measures.
当然这里也有讲到雨露啦、电啦，这个电我们现代人可以用电啊做很多东西。
And also for thunder or electricity, we can have many uses today.
尤其啊，现在的电脑啊那么进步。
Especially our advances in technology such as computers.
我们现在啊，马上发个文啦，几秒钟以后啊，马上回信。
If we send out an email, we can get a reply within seconds.
啊，为什么能够这样？因为神把它预备好了，我们人只是慢慢慢慢去了解，去应用神的创造而已啊。God
has prepared all of this for us already, but it only depended on us to develop the technology.
所以科学越进步啊，你知道神的创造越伟大，啊，神的，圣经里面的记载越真实。So
the more advanced technology becomes, then the more it can prove the Bible.
所以很多的名人他们也是印证说圣经的话语啊是真实的。And
there are also many famous people in history that have proved that the words of God are true.
英国一个女王啊叫做维多利亚。There
was a British queen, Victoria.
她在位的时候啊是英国相当强盛的。When
she was queen, it was when Britain was flourishing.
她称为啊肉头不肉的一个国家。
It was called the kingdom where the sun does not set.
因为它有很多很多的殖民地在世界各地。
Because it had many many land throughout the world.
她曾经讲过说啊，And
she,
为什么英国能够强盛的一个秘诀啊，就是因为圣经。
She has said that the one key that could allow Britain to flourish was because of the Bible.
所以古时候的英国人他们是敬畏神的了。And
many British people in the past had feared God.
所以圣经里面说你敬畏神啊，神就让你的国度强盛。And
the Bible has said that if you fear God, then God will allow your kingdom to
flourish. 所以以神为国的那个国家是有福气的。So
the kingdom that puts God first is the kingdom that would be blessed.
所罗门的儿子啊，叫做罗波安。And
the son of Solomon is Rehoboam.
圣经里面说啊，罗波安所生的到三年。The
Bible has said that Rehoboam obeyed the teachings of God
所以这三年当中，神祝福他，让他的国家强盛。So
during the three years, God had blessed him.
让他后来离开神，他的整个国势啊就衰败下来了。But
when he had departed from God, then his kingdom had also fallen.
所到三年，强盛三年。
When he had observed the teachings for 3 years,
his kingdom was strong.
So we know that a kingdom or a nation that fears God is a place that will be blessed. Abraham Lincoln was a very famous president. When he was 10 years old, he had already read the Bible 3 times.
所以他后来当了总统啊，很多的思想观念都是从圣经里面来的。And
later when he became president, there were many of his views that had actually come from
the Bible. 所以在美国的历史当中啊，他算是一个相当啊受尊敬的一个总统。And
in the American history, he was a very respected president.
主要就是因为他勤读圣经啊，能够把圣经啊实行在他的生活当中。And
it's because he had diligently read the Bible and he was able to do the words according to the Bible.
听说呢，最喜欢的圣经节就是弥迦书啊6章第8节。And
his favorite verse was Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
说神要我们所行的善事啊，行公义、好怜悯、谦卑的心跟神同行。
And which says that what God would like us to do is to have a humble heart to do His word.
其实啊，这也是我们很多啊信主的人呐、啊、很喜欢的，也是我们常常啊在我们生活当中啊遵循的一些道理。And
these are also some teachings that many of us would enjoy today.
所以神的话呀有非常大的感化力量。
And so the words of God can empower and influence many people.
而且借着我们相信神的话, 我们可以在生活当中啊, 体味啊, 来印证神的话的真实。
And from believing the word of God, we can also experience and be able to prove the reality.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
364首。
364。这一首我们比较少唱哈。
我们唱唱看。
This is not a hymn that we sing often.
如果我们唱不下去，我们再换一首。
If we can't sing this, we might switch